Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Art of Selling podcast. On the show, we talk about the best kept sales secrets when it comes to your business. And over the last couple of years, we spent close to R1 million now on learning from the best sales gurus, marketing experts, and business coaches in the world. And as of today, and over the last couple of weeks, we are sharing all of this information with you for free. And you're probably wondering what the catch is. Well, technically, there's no catch. Just approach this podcast with an open mind and practice some of these tactics in your business and see what happens. And we would obviously love to know some of the feedback as well. Right. Today, as always, we've got Gilbert Kumpakwe, one of our co-hosts.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Awesome. And then we've also got Vikas Lombeck.
Hello, hello.
Nice to have you guys here. And today we specifically want to talk about a tactic called storytelling within your business. And I think a lot of experts believe that storytelling is quite powerful. It's a great way to connect with your customer and your potential clients, depending on the business model that you have. And it can be very, very effective when it comes to your marketing strategy and sales strategy. So just essentially helping you convert or grab attention and converting a lot more of that attention into sales. And storytelling is a great way to do that. So I don't know what you guys' thoughts are on storytelling or where we really want to start, to be honest with you, but it is very powerful. We implement it for our own business. A lot of clients obviously also leverage this tactic. And yeah, Gil, keen to hear your thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to storytelling and why it's so important or at least effective is because if you look at our lives over the years, we've been told stories. We've grown up with stories, you know, folk tales and bedtime stories. So we've actually become a people who have been given stories to tell about, different instances or different situations, and even life itself is a story. So I think, given that we ourselves are so receptive to stories and it just helps us understand things, that is where all of this really comes from, is helping the individual understand things based off of how you've explained it, how you've painted a picture for them, so that they can truly understand what it is you're trying to communicate. And we do it through stories. And because we've been, accustomed to hearing stories all our lives, and that's just how we make sense of the world and things around us.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lot easier to remember a story than a bunch of random facts.
Yes, exactly, right? So I think that's what makes it a lot more effective as well. And I think there's a lot of emotions that also you experience because of the stories, also the way it's told. And that just creates a lot of or higher perception of things when it comes to just understanding it.
Yeah, I think there's a book by, is it Dan, My Story Brand, who wrote that? I can't remember. Dan something, I might be butchering it. But there's a book called My Story Brand. And I read that about 6-7 years ago. And that really got me thinking. And he was just explaining how some of the biggest and most successful companies use storytelling within their sales tactics and marketing strategies. And since then, I actively implemented it for the business that I was working for at that time. And since V8 started in 2018, that's something that we've really always done. We have so many people tell us, I've been following your journey and, your story resonates with us and or with a specific person that obviously we're liaising with on the other side. And I think the story in itself, people like to be entertained. So if you can carry across a sales message, something that they need to understand about the product or service in an entertaining way, obviously it's going to be a lot more impactful because our minds like to be entertained. And at the same time, stories create also curiosity because people want to know what happens. So if you start to tell a story, your mind, not only is it entertained, but there's also a sense of curiosity that comes with that because everybody wants to get to the end and understand what actually is going to happen or what actually did happen. So imagine watching a series, there's always that cliffhanger at the end and we just can't but to press play again and to watch the next episode, even though you're late for dinner or whatever it is. It gets so addictive and it's just how our minds operate. I think it's the entertainment and the curiosity side of it. And the question is, how can we implement that for our own businesses from a marketing and sales perspective in order to increase the efficacy of what we do?
Yeah. When you talk about storytelling and marketing, my mind immediately goes to Russell Brunson and his Epiphany Breach script, which pretty much just covers the basis of you put yourself in the client's position or in your client's shoes. And then you obviously have a main goal you want to achieve with the story. And it's a great way to bridge that gap between where they currently are and what situation they are currently in. And then to tell a story around that particular product or how that helped you in your life or a customer or whatever. And then they got this end result. And that's a great way to sell a product.
100%. I think it creates all the different elements for you to understand it clearly, but also to remember it. So there's this, you know, this is like in the back of your head. It's easy to remember. It's easy to understand. And you also then potentially, you know, that's where the emotional biases also potentially come in, because the more interesting the story, the more emotionally you get involved with it as well. And that can create a sense of trust and credibility behind this business that you essentially, you know, dealing with. And I think it's just very powerful on so many different layers.
Yeah, it immediately provides proof for your product, right? Because if you tell a story, the chances that people are going to believe that this is actually going to give them results now is so much higher. So you immediately build trust and credibility as well through that. So it's
So in a story, there's different mechanisms and there are different types of stories, I suppose, as well that one can tell within your marketing. And there's always the founder's story that people bite into. If you look at Apple and Steve Jobs, you know, after the book was released, you know, Apple sales did really well. Obviously, I think it was either before or right after Steve Jobs' passing. I think it was after. But people read that book and kind of like appreciate, even though he was a bit of a, you know, difficult human being and he had his reality distortion field and a lot of people didn't really enjoy working with him, there was this passion behind the brand that people enjoyed, resonated with and appreciated. And that all was part of his story. It's just, he was just pushing the boundaries of technology. And that was his number one focus, regardless of anything that was going on around him. And that became a story. And that's really the Apple story. And there are many other stories like that. You can talk about the Amazon story about Jeff Bezos, where he started, you know, basically in his garage as well. And I don't know if you guys saw that photo on Facebook, or there's a specific photo of him in his garage, and he literally painted Amazon, like literally, like super rough, and obviously not his best work. You know, he should have just stuck to selling books like he did, and that's why he became a success, because he wasn't an artist, but wrote Amazon on the wall, and that was just his story of starting to sell, you know, selling books, and they became this mammoth. So there's many other brands, like the same with Tesla. If you look at the Tesla story, the book of Elon Musk. You know, there was just, again, this guy's resilience when it comes to pushing the boundaries of transportation, not only, you know, on this planet, but also outside of it. And people appreciate that and people start reading and resonating and just falling in love with that vision. That's when your marketing and sales becomes a lot more powerful and impactful, purely because of the fact that people are starting to understand what you're trying to do. So they falling in love with your story. They are resonating with your story.
I don't know why this expression just comes to me. It's like you're touching the lives of people because it really is an emotional aspect to it, right? When you're telling a story. And I can just imagine the businesses out there thinking, oh, do I need to go write a book now? And I'm like, no, you don't need to go write a book to tell your story. I think it's more really a case of, how can you articulate it in a way that people just help understand and want to invest in your brand, want to invest in your business because of where you've come from, you know, where you started out. Maybe you did also start out in the garage somewhere, even though I think we've seen a lot of those stories. But I'm just saying, if that really was you, you know, in the garage, you're cooking up, trying to cook up those cookies, and maybe, you know, you had to go next door to borrow some sugar from time to time because you didn't have enough of that. But I mean, even just as simple as that, starting from there, it's where you started is literally helping people understand it and telling that story where you don't necessarily have to write a whole book about it, but communicating that so that people can get to understand, oh, wow, the brand really has come a long way in its tenure of, you know, actually existence.
I think about USN, who's in the sports nutrition industry, and LB, the founder, you know, he built this brand. And literally the story is that he did it, you know, in his garage, and literally basically mixed the powders himself and, you know, started selling that one at a time. And they became this, you know, billion rand company, you know, years later. And again, it's that passion, that commitment of the individual and the team and everything else that people appreciate and fall in love with. But there's also, it doesn't always just have to be your story. You know, you can tell a story with your marketing as well. And just reflecting on that book, My Story Brand, again, awesome book for those of you who haven't read it yet. But in the book, the author clearly explains what makes for a good story. So if you're sitting there going, how do I tell a story with my business? I think this can really help, because the author was like, how do you really tell a good story? If you look at every single story that ever existed, if you look at some of the classics, you know, Terminator, Star Wars, maybe even Harry Potter, I don't know, what, these are just random, you know, stories that pop into my head right now. But like Star Wars, for example, you've got the hero who is Luke Skywalker. Then you've got his nemesis, which is Darth Vader. And then you've got, they call it the guide, which is Yoda. You know, he's Zen master, basically, who is teaching him how to use the force within. And the guide is literally helping the hero conquer the challenge or the nemesis. And if you had to put that in perspective for your business, it's, you know, your customer is technically the hero. It's not your business. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to trying to tell a story. It's like, they want their business to be the story. And yes, if it's authentic and real, it can happen. But if you want to implement storytelling into your business, then you need to understand the customer is really the hero, because it's all about them. It's not really about your business. They don't really care about your business. The customer is actually just extremely narcissistic on all levels, because all they care about is their own benefit. Mm. So to try and make your brand the hero is most likely not going to be the best way to do it. So the customer is just always the hero. But what your brand is, it is the guide. It's the guide that allows them to improve themselves. It's the guide that allows them to get into shape so they can overcome their arch nemesis of being overweight or not feeling confident about themselves, or being in, you know, on the beach, feeling comfortable in their own skin, or whatever it may be, or maybe overcoming some sort of health or problem or disease. So in essence, if when it comes to storytelling, your brand is really the guide, and the customer is the hero, and your job is to help them overcome their challenge and their nemesis. And that's really what you need to be asking yourself, is like, how can we start creating a marketing strategy that ties all of that in?
And I think, like, you've nailed it on the head there. I was actually going to say, how do we actually break up, you know, these components of a story? Because it's very easy to want to go out and say, okay, cool, this is where I started, this is how I got here. Listen to me, this is how I got to, this is where I started. It's exactly what you're saying. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's about the individuals, the people who are going, who you are serving. That's actually what your story is. It's about how you are serving the other individuals and how you're taking them from A to B and how your story ties into that. So you really do nail it on the head there, just explaining it very nicely.
I think one of the elements that's important for storytelling is Simon Sinek is well known for this. And he says, start with why. And that book, again, something, you know, we probably all listened to and read years ago, but it's still applicable today. The book's name is called Start With Why. And again, for those of you who haven't heard of it or haven't read it, really should put it on your to-do list. Because if you can mix storytelling with your own reason why the company actually exists, and again, people don't care what you do. That's really what Simon Sinek's referencing in this book. They don't care what you do. They care how you do it and why you do it. So mainly the why. The how is just your product, essentially. So the why is, why the hell do you exist as a business? And that can become your story. Your why cannot be so that you can make profit and put your kids through school and essentially care for your family, because that's what every single person on this planet is trying to do. So it has to be a little bit more impactful and meaningful than you just trying to make a profit as a business owner. And hopefully it is, because if that's your main motive, then, you know, good luck to you. But the reality is, if people can understand what you're actually trying to achieve by understanding your why, and if your product can paint a picture of how it actually achieves that why, you can create a cool story out of that. And hopefully you know, your marketing can be more impactful.
From our side, do we want to dive into like maybe practical examples of how the people could be using story in, let's say they're promoting an e-commerce product, how they could use story to sell more of that particular product, or on their homepage or on their product page, or whatever the case may be. Like, I would love to maybe dive into a bit more practical examples.
Let's go for it. I think let's start with local businesses. On your end, Vickers, you know, having done lead generation and being the head of, you know, the business on that end, how would you say a local business, for example, a beauty salon or laser clinic, can go about really creating a bit of a story for their business?
So from our side, what we've been doing is we've been running pretty much awareness ads just to showcase the business and how they operate and how they treat clients and all of that, to show people that it is a safe environment, it's a clean environment, it's a good environment to be part of. Sometimes it gives people that homey feeling, or kind of like just this upper class feeling, depending on what your brand is going for. That, hey, this is maybe a place that I would want to visit. This is kind of my, this is my vibe. Like, so we try as far as possible to showcase a lot of the businesses inside and how they operate and how they deal with clients and how it physically looks, aesthetic wise, because that helps us a lot in driving new customers to the business. And then we ultimately retarget people that have watched those videos with particular offers to just push them over the line. So that's a great way in which we kind of like implement the story element into more local based businesses. And I think it's been working really well for us.
So just a question on that. So you would say you'd focus on showing the business, which again, you know, is a good thing to do because people can visually see what they can actually find when they enter the business. But how would you say that connects to story, if I may ask? So if I can put you on the spot and say, how does that really connect to telling a story? Like, what do you guys do specifically around that?
Look, to me, everything, when it comes to marketing, everything you do is telling something about your business. So if you are running a video out there, it's saying something about your business. So in that way, it alludes to still telling a story, some sort of story of your business. It doesn't necessarily have to be, we are literally getting on a camera and actually telling a story from A to Z. It could be literally anything that you run as an ad, any kind of piece of content that you run dilutes into a story that you're telling about your brand.
While you're saying that, Vix, I do 100% agree that every single message we put out there creates obviously some sense of a story, or it's part of a story. It's almost like different phrases or paragraphs or chapters of a bigger picture, 100%. And speaking about the founders and their businesses and what they're trying to achieve, do we include any of that in our marketing or not really?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I mean, you could definitely look, it's all about the customer and the end result that you're trying to get for them at the end of the day. And you can go and kind of like try to replicate that in your marketing through an ad or something like that, where somebody started at a particular point, or you kind of like guide a customer to give you a review in the form of a story, where you kind of prompt them to, hey, where did you start? Where are you right now? And then what happened? What was your thoughts during the process, before you joined on, after you've joined on? I think when we do review videos, especially for some of our clients, that is exactly how we prompt them to tell stories about our brand as well. So I think that's also a great way in which you could potentially leverage story in the form of results, because when we look at it, like ultimately we have a product that produces X in result. And we can kind of like try and extract that from a customer. And we could always run that as an ad, or put that on a landing page or on a homepage or whatever the case may be.
So, and you, Gil, who's a little bit more on the D2C side of things from an e-commerce perspective, online stores, whatever you want to call it. I think if you actually are building your own product to sell directly to a consumer, then it is most likely a little bit easier to tie in a story behind that product and the brand. As a founder, you can easily say, well, I started this nutrition brand because I was overweight, so therefore my goal was, or I had diabetes. I actually spoke to someone in the week who had started a nutrition range not so long ago, actually, and she's got a massive passion for helping people with diabetes. And she was formulating this product completely different to most brands, purely because of the fact that this is, you know, 100% suitable for diabetics, but it also actually aids them in controlling blood sugar and making their lives a bit more, you know, easier, essentially, at the end of the day. And I was looking at her why and her story because she had diabetes and or she has diabetes and she was looking at food products on shelves and she was saying, like, I can't have this and I can't have that and I want to eat this but I can't and it's so difficult. I want to drink this but I can't. And she was just like, screw it. I'm going to do it myself. And eventually she started this brand, created it herself and is doing actually exceptionally well without her actually having to market it because it is such a strong why and it's such a strong need that it is kind of like growing organically if you think about it. Now, if you had to go and start marketing this company, it's going to literally blow up purely because of the fact that their why is so strong and the story is so strong. So I think from an e-commerce perspective specifically or a D2C brand specifically, like if you're actually making the product, potentially a lot easier to tell that story. But if you're not and you're just reselling other people's products, then you have to think about how you're going to position your company in a way that it, you know, still has a similar effect.
Yeah. I was actually thinking of how beautiful some of the female brands are because they've got such a strong why behind them. Also because it relates to things like women empowerment. You know, you live in a world where a lot of it in different industries, especially, it's usually male dominated. And, you know, when you look at some of the female brands, especially when they come out of different areas of the country where it's less advantageous. They come from disadvantaged areas or where it's more a case where the odds are stacked up against them, especially if you're a female, in South Africa. And I've seen beautiful brands come out of, the areas where you least expect them to come out from. And exactly what you're talking about is it's different when it's your own product versus you just reselling anything that you could find and, you know, try and make a bit of money because there's a story behind your product. Some of the brands that I've seen have encouraged a lot of their communities to actually start their own businesses and not just as a female, but as a male as well, because what has come out of these brands is creating opportunities where one never thought that it could happen. You going online, for example, I've seen a brand, I'm not going to obviously put names or anything like that, but I've seen brands where they've come out of places where typically the environment that they've been in or surrounded themselves in, individuals would typically be one of those who shop maybe in the stores and you never even think to conceptualize that they would ever invest in a brand that is selling their stuff online, or you never think that they would even reach a bigger target market than the area that they're locally in. And when you go online and you start telling the story of how I started off in at home sewing, the beads and knitting, the dresses and putting the beads on the shoes. And it was literally only in a local area that I would reach people. But then when they decided that they want to market this brand worldwide, actually, not even just local, like worldwide, and they started this online store for themselves because they had a dream that I am going to reach the masses and I'm going beyond my environment and I'm going to succeed. And when you actually see that happening online, when they're making the sales and the custom made outfits and the jewelry, and when they start taking off online, that story just becomes so beautiful because they've gone beyond their physical location, their physical, barriers. Mm. And they've got this amazing story to tell because of the fact that they've actually achieved far beyond what society has labeled and told them that they probably couldn't achieve that greatness because maybe they're female and they might not necessarily make it. However, they've got the story behind all of it that showcases that they themselves have been able to succeed online using marketing, using their story to resonate to encourage their communities around them for a better future, a brighter future. And those stories are just so powerful, just purely also because of the society and the environment we come from in South Africa. And I've seen a lot of those beautiful brands come out from these local areas.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. The message behind that is so strong if you think about it. And I think just to conclude, you know, this specific episode about storytelling, we need to understand that a story can be told in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you put out there is technically telling a part of the story. So like Vikas said earlier, is that your messaging essentially forms part of the bigger picture, the bigger story that you're telling. But I want to touch on one last thing, is that if you're reselling other people's products, because we've spoken about the fact that local businesses can create a story about, you know, how they started an auto dealership with only two cars, and then he did this and then you did that, and now he's got a, you know, 100 of cars in his fleet, and he's, you know, doing X, Y, and Z and growing and scaling, and he's maybe come up. We've got a client who's come from, you know, it was basically an immigrant and started here with nothing, and he built one of the, you know, a really cool dealership, a very successful dealership over time, and that in itself is a story. But long story short, from a local business perspective versus a D2C product, you can create a story behind the products that you're actually creating. But if you're reselling other people's products, it may be a little bit more difficult to do. But then again, there's Amazon. Their story is really just like trying to give people speed and convenience at the cheapest price. So he's all about, I just want to give people the best products for the best price and as quickly as possible. And that has become, you know, their mission and their story. And people appreciate that because people appreciate speed and convenience. So the same with Target. I was listening to a podcast called Business Wars, and my son and I, in the mornings when we drive to school, he's actually enjoying these stories. And it's funny, like he's 7 years old and he's saying from the back, he's asking me, Daddy, can we listen to our stories? So we don't listen to, you know, fables, even though we probably could, or he probably would enjoy it. But like, he's specifically asking me for these stories because of the fact that he enjoys the way that these business stories are being told. And that got what actually me thinking, like, it's such a powerful thing purely because there's a 7-year-old who's got the attention span of a fly, who is learning about business, which is something that they're most likely not interested in at that age. But yet he's going, I want to listen to the story, because that's how captivating you know, storytelling really is. Like a 7-year-old with no attention span actually wants to learn about business because he's like, I'm enjoying the story behind the business. So long story short, no pun intended, I think we need to understand that a story can be told in many different ways. But if you want to break it down into a bit of a formula for your business, I think looking at the book, Simon Sinek, for those of you who, you know, want to go and have a look at that, it's called Start With Why. Your business really just need a specific reason you exist. And without that, it'll be very difficult to tell a story. If you don't have a strong why, coming up with a story is either not going to be that effective or it's not going to be that authentic. So what is your authentic why? What is the bigger purpose of this business? And then ask yourself, how can you tell a story around that, essentially? And that story will have three different types of characters. You will have the hero, which is the customer. You will have the guide, which is your business. And you will have the challenge, which is the nemesis. So you need to ask yourself, what is the company's why, number one? Then number two, how can I help my customer, the hero, as a guide, you, the business, help them overcome their challenge with your product or service or whatever it is? And you are technically the vehicle that can help them overcome those challenges or improve their lives or benefit them in some specific way. That's really all I wanted to quickly conclude with. Vix, anything on your end that you want to share?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more to unpack when it comes to stories. Like as you talk, like I just think of so many things, but Russell Brunson, Expert Secrets, fantastic book. If you want to learn more about stories and how to sell services and products through stories, the Epiphany Breach script is really a game changer. And yeah, I think that's it from my side for this episode.
No, absolutely. Build yourself a tribe with your story, a following, because of people investing in what you have to say, but also how, I think at the end of the day, it's always about serving the masses and the people. So it's always important to get your message out there, and that message should always articulate very clearly how it is that you are serving them more than yourself. And I think that's the end of the story.
End of the story. Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you in the next one. All the best. Cheers.
Cheers.